I was in, I guess it was like third grade. I was in the classroom, and the at my like middle school, lower school, and my vice principal came in, and she goes, "There's been an accident in town. The World Trade Towers have been hit by a plane." And I didn't know what that was, and I thought it was like a market center or something. And then all of a sudden, almost like immediately after, parents started showing up from downtown Manhattan covered in soot. And we were at a school like 20 miles away.
I was in kindergarten class, and my mom told me that she came to pick me up from school after it had happened, and she wouldn't let me watch any of the televisions when we got home, but I don't remember any of it.
I was in Seattle, Washington at the time, and I was on my way to work. I had to go somewhere first, but then I heard it on the radio, and I thought it was a joke. I was like, what? And then they kept changing the station, and I kept hearing it over and over again.
Do you remember it? I remember everything about the morning. I was getting ready to go to work, watching the whatever the morning show on NBC. Something's happening.
Kindergarten, I was four. They put us all in a gym and desperately attempted to explain what had happened. I don't remember this, but I've been told in that the summer before, there were a bunch of shark attacks, and I somehow, as a four-year-old, conflated that the sharks had somehow caused 9/11.
Like, oh my God. Yeah, and state of shock.
I went the whole day, and I went home, and my mom was crying on the phone. My uncle's an NYPD officer, so she was on the phone with my aunt, and I didn't know this until then, and my mom just kept saying to me, "Uncle Dave's in big trouble, Taylor, like, he's in trouble, I'm talking to Aunt Kimmy." And then I didn't really understand until, like, couple months later.
And I was actually homesick that day with a cough. And I'm from Pennsylvania. So I was sitting on my mom's lap watching the news with her that morning. And we saw the first plane hit on the newsreel. And then we kept watching. And I have a lot of family in New York. So she just instantly got on the phone, started calling people. My uncle actually worked for the NSA for a while. And so she called him also to see if he knew anything about what was going on. And then I remember the little naive kindergarten girl that I was, my father was away at work, and I asked my mom if that was going to happen to where my dad worked, and that brought her to tears also. And so I just remember sitting there not knowing what was going on, but kind of knowing what was going on. So.
I was in kindergarten. And I remember something was on the loudspeaker, and someone said that something had happened, but we were six, we had no idea what was going on. And then we all got picked up from school, and we went home, and I don't think any of us really understood until much later what had actually happened.
I was in my dorm room in college, my freshman year.
Yeah.
My roommate walked in and said, "We've been bombed." And honestly, I thought it was just usual chatter. Then I walked out, and I saw the tower fall right away on TV, and I was like, "What the heck is going on?"
I was turning on the TV to put on Sesame Street, but the TV was on the news channel, and he saw what was happening, and he just immediately turned it off.